a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Gardner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Gardner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Gardner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. With a gentle reminder for studio audience members here in the historic Gardner Andrews Show Theater. Should I hear so much as a peep coming from your general vicinity during this morning's broadcast, I will come to your seat and make you curse the day you were born. I will introduce you to all 13 inches of stainless steel ever-ready migraine maker. I will hit you so hard, your ears will ring for a month. You'll be like, Teddy Peterson, where can I download a new ringtone for my ears? Now silence, silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pantload of Gardner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
Podcast Sonic.
The guys you can't hang out with, we could do a little bit of that. Amber, we got a jingle for that, don't we? We do. Go ahead, roll that, please.
Guys, I just cannot hang with chewing their gum, loud yelling shotgun. Maybe he is a schmoozer, for sure he's a loser, tell Connor about one.
I cannot hang out with a guy that wears his motorcycle gear anywhere but when he's riding his bike.
Every now and again, you see that guy in the mall, and there's a good chance that the guy rode his motorcycle to the mall. I will give you that. But every now and again, you'll see a guy, and his hair's a little too perfect for a guy that just rode to the mall on a motorcycle with a helmet on, and you see him walking around in the full leathers with the helmet under his arm, and you kind of have to wonder.
Well, sometimes you see these guys, and there is no helmet. Right?
But yet they're wearing the pants and the jacket.
Or even if they're just wearing the jacket. There are some motorcycle jackets that are not like, you know, when some people maybe that are fashionable wear something they call a motorcycle jacket.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's one thing. But when you see a guy out there in his sport motorcycle armor, and you know he didn't ride because it's raining outside, and that guy is dry.
I'm willing to give that guy the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he rode his bike to the mall, he's got nowhere to put his jacket, so he walks around with his armor jacket on in the mall. I'm talking about the guy in the one-piece leather racing suit that you see from time to time walking around the mall with the helmet under his arm. I sort of questioned that guy. You know who else? Speaking of jackets, too. I couldn't hang out with the guy that bought a Porsche, but he also picked up the Porsche jacket at the dealership.
Oh, yeah.
Or the hat to go with it, and he wears them all together. Couldn't hang out with that guy.
No, that's pretty rough. That yeah. Actually, that whole motorcycle thing falls into the things you can't look cool doing, too. Because I ride a motorcycle, and being that I like having all my arms and legs, like they've been working for me so far.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a sports style motorcycle, and I have the sports style race suit. Now, if you're going with the full length leathers,
yeah,
safety first, right?
Yeah.
But you also end up with a I would say about a 40-foot tether when you park your motorcycle. As soon as you step out of view, of your motorcycle, you're just some crazy dude in leather.
It's the Sonic Podcast.
Hey, Garner.
Hello.
It's the guy who called about the three guys in the single cab truck.
Three guys in the single cab truck.
I'm that guy. So, you remember that trick that you or your friend would pull where...
Oh, yeah, where the guys, you got the guy on the passenger door, when you pull up at a light, you bend way down forward so nobody can see you. And it looks like two guys really enjoying each other's company on a bench seat in a truck.
It makes you wonder if those guys are roommates.
Hilarity ensues. Yeah.
That's a good one. I just wanted to give that a mention.
Okay. Kind of a random phone call this morning, but sure, why not?
It's a podcast from Sonic 102.9.
I know this is off topic for today, but I hear you guys were talking a little while ago about the perfect four.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you get yourself one?
Actually, I got myself a perfect call.
What do you mean?
Where you go right to a minute on the cell phone.
Oh, okay.
So that you don't get charged for the extra minute for going a minute and 1 second.
Yeah. Who, walk me through it. Who were you talking to?
Well, I was actually in Calgary, and I was at a party, and I realized I had to call someone, and I used my buddy's phone, long distance, Calgary to Vancouver, and he's like, dude, you got to keep it low. And I call, I do my whole thing. I'm not trying to make it perfect or anything, but I close it up, and it was 1 minute exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you accomplish in a 1 minute phone call?
You know, good night. I'm not doing anything stupid.
Oh, this was you reporting in.
It was. Okay. Reported.
Does she demand that you report every night, or...?
No, she... it was kind of... Actually, not at all. She's kind of pissed off that I called her, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. how long you've been with this girl?
A year and a half.
And things are going well?
Yeah.
She doesn't make you report in? She doesn't text you all the time wondering where you're at?
No, actually, I don't text.
Yeah. See, I kind of gone the other way because my wife doesn't question anything I do. Mm-hmm. And it's a little insulting, actually. I don't want to be on a leash, but at the same time, it would be nice to know that she thought I was desirable, maybe just slightly desirable to somebody else. That,
no, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it would be nice if she would just maybe even throw me every now and again, even if it was hollow and empty, she'd send me a text at like 1 a.m. going, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with?
Yeah.
Just so, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay.
Also, I hear my friend tells me that you used to do cat math.
Cat math, yeah. I haven't done that for a while. I'm a little rusty.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was true or not.
Yeah, I can determine how many cats you have based on a few simple questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to try it out?
Well, sure. Now, you have to have cats, though.
Yes.
Okay. Do you read fantasy novels?
Up until about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. What's your D&D history like?
D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons. You ever been big on Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
No?
No, never.
Yeah. Fantasy novels, though. Does your girlfriend wear glasses?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you live together?
Yes.
No, I want to say you have two cats, but I'm going to go with one cat, and there's a reason why I'm giving you one cat, and I'll explain in just a second. It is one cat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, pretty yeah. Remarkable, hey?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The Gas to Go podcast.
I heard your cat math this morning and just laughed my butt off. You're so good at that.
Well, it's a gift, you know. Some people are blessed with the gift of music. Others are blessed with the gift of compassion or medicine. Maybe they can heal you. I'm blessed with the gift of being able to guess how many cats you have.
Do you want to try me?
Sure. What is Cynthia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need to channel this quickly here. Cynthia, I'm going to have to ask you a few questions. Do you wear glasses?
Yes.
Plastic frames.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the last book you read?
Not a bookworm.
You don't read?
Not magazines and such, but not really.
Wow, it's funny because with the plastic frames and that, I had you at like 11 cats already, but then you don't read books. I'm going to have to shave like 9 cats here. I'm going to guess you carry your shoes to work in a canvas bag, like a public library bag. You have 2 cats.
You're dead on.
Yay!
Yep. Yeah, Onyx and Sherlock are their names.
Wow.
Sherlock's a rescue.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
I was listening to you guys talking about Thrill of a Lifetime and Diane Buchner.
Yeah.
Do you remember that she used to be on Live It Up?
Diane Buchner was on Live It Up?
Yeah, she was the host of Live It Up. I remember that because I was...
Live It Up!
Yeah, Live It Up. Yeah. It was a good show.
What? Diane... How old is Diane Buchner?
I don't know, but I like her.
Honest to God, I've never looked twice at her until Dragon's Den, and now she... In case you're not familiar with who, she's not Arlene. Arlene's the red-headed girl with the gray streak in it. Diane Buchner is the host. She's the one, when they come back from commercials, he's like, let's go back into the Dragon's Den. That's Diane Buchner. She looks incredible.
She does. And I agree 100%.
Yeah, and it's sort of like maybe 10 years ago you'd have her on your Forbidden Lust list because you didn't really know whether you were supposed to find her attractive. But I'm going to... Diane Buchner does not belong on a Forbidden Lust list because she's not forbidden.
No, I absolutely not. She is, yeah, she is everything.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Okay. This misogynistic moment brought to you by...
Hey, yeah.
What's your first name?
George.
George. Who can forget Hinterland Who's Who?
Loved it.
And then they tried to hip up the theme music. Now it's got a beat to it.
No.
It didn't need that.
No, didn't need that at all. And also the Canadian vignettes. By far the greatest television miniseries ever.
Oh, yeah. We've spent a lot of time on this show dissecting the Log Driver's Waltz, which is one of the best ever.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic
1029. Hey, Sonic.
Hello.
My name is Joanne, and I won a bike from you guys about 4 years ago.
Wow.
Awesome.
Do you still ride that bike, or how quickly did it hit Kijiji?
You know what? No, I still have it, and I took it to BC with me when I moved, and do you guys still play What's in the Van Man here?
We just finished up the 2010 What's in the Van Man season about a month ago.
Cool.
Yeah. Where'd you move to in BC?
Abbotsford.
Are you still there?
Yes. I'm actually in Edmonton right now visiting family and stuff. But
yeah. What took you to Abbotsford? The church?
No, work.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty churchy out there, isn't it?
There's a lot of churches there, for
yeah,
sure. And
okay.
Lots of stores are not open on Sundays, and they close early, so...
I don't have a problem with that.
Kind of inconvenient, I don't know.
Really? Do you think so? Because I am...
Sometimes. I work shift work. Sometimes it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. But I'm old enough to remember when stores... Well, maybe that's just because I lived in Saskatchewan, but I'm old enough to remember that nothing was open on Sunday. You couldn't go to a grocery store. You couldn't do anything. And it's sort of, I kind of feel nostalgic for it now because you really, on Sundays, you just relaxed. That's all you did. There was nothing else that you could do. So you were forced to relax. And I kind of liked that.
It's not bad. And actually, there's hardly any lineups when you go to a movie or go for dinner. Like,
yeah.
You're not waiting around a long time. It's a nice small town feel, but it's a city. But it's definitely a lot smaller than Edmonton. But Vancouver's a lot worse. So.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that... Were you just calling...
I started calling you guys. You said your phone number on the radio. I'm like, I got to call them and say thank you for that awesome bike.
Right. It's Joanne, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Joanne, I'm glad to hear that that bike is still holding up for you.
It was an awesome pick, so thank you very much.
Enjoy...
Your show is still on the air in the morning.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your stay here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, the city of champions.
Okay, bye.
Where you can shop 7 days a week.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
I remember the day, Garner. I really do. I remember Sunday mornings. You wake up, you go to church, you come home, you hang out.
That's right.
Then you watch The Beachcombers and The Wonderful World of Disney.
That's
on
right.
The one channel that
That's
comes right. in, right?
There was no shopping list hanging on the fridge on Sunday afternoon going, you better go get groceries right now.
Nope. You were screwed if you didn't have Tylenol for your parents' hangovers.
Oh, God. I want to go back to that.
You know, remember when your mom could smoke in the car and reach around and slap you?
That's right.
All the good times that we can't do anymore.
And we were happy when she slapped us. It let us know she loved us.
We knew our boundaries.
That's
we knew
right.
we were safe.
That's right.
None of this. Let's talk about your feelings and why you're acting out and why you threw a shoe at Mommy while she was driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem going back to nothing being open on Sundays.
I wouldn't either, you know. It was a lot of fun. We had to play.
Yeah.
Not with our Wii. You had to play outside.
Yeah, you were like... We'd go outside, we'd play, we'd chase that hoop down the dirt road, hitting it with that stick.
Yeah. And it was fun.
Yeah, now they got that on Wii. I bet you they have that for the Wii, don't they?
They probably do, so you can be obese and sit on your couch and go, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being on Garner Andrews Show Old Timers Chat.
Gas to go. Sonic.
Dano, what are you doing?
Actually, I'm going to the dump.
For work, right? Or just to look around for some new end tables?
No, I'm not shopping.
Get yourself a nice curio cabinet.
Yeah. Couple of throw rugs.
Yeah. All right, some bowling trophies. Although bowling trophies that you found at the dump would be awesome.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
Why is that?
There's something funny about bowling trophies, and the fact that you found them at the dump makes them a little more pathetic. And then the fact that you're actually displaying them in your crappy apartment, it's the trifecta of fun.
I guess that, yeah, you can't get much more trifecta than that. Anyway, yeah, well, you know, you've been talking a lot lately about boats, right?
Boats.
Yeah. So I was camping this weekend. I'm out on the lake. And no, I'm not one of these master craft guys. I'm a normal guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were talking about the 27-year-old guy with the $75,000 boat and the $65,000 truck. And you go, who is that guy and where did he come from?
How does he do that?
Yeah, but you're not that guy?
No. I got a little, it's like a 1981 TriStar boat, right?
It's yeah.
Like, it gets me out there. I'm fishing. That's the important part. Anyway. But I was, you know, the worst innovation, in my opinion, the worst boating innovation is those damn speakers that they have on the packs now.
I don't know. Yeah, it's, we've all gotten to the point, and I'm going to sound like old man Andrews again here, where everything has to be a 10. Like everything has to be extreme or we can't enjoy it. And there was a time not that long ago where you could go out water skiing or tubing or wakeboarding and you didn't have to have the music blasting back at the guy at the end of the tow rope. It was possible. And don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with having some speakers in a stereo in the boat. I actually quite like that. But to blast it back at the guy on the end of the tow rope so he can be extreme, it seems a little... hey, look at me.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's kind of the vibe that you get from it. And, you know, I like music, obviously, but it just seems maybe this is I'm stereotyping all these guys with the boats, but it just seems like they all play the same crappy music.
Well, I was going to say, you never, ever hear somebody blasting good music. It's either or whoever, one of those guys that sing like this.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.